Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Belega welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lionsgate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from Marvelous Manhattan and terrific Toronto. Well, by now, I'm sure most of my listeners have heard about the Amtrak train number 188 that crashed last night in Philadelphia on a curve of the rail track at 9:23:40. So our prayers and our thoughts go out for everybody involved in this tragedy. And I must commend Mayor Michael Nutter from Philadelphia and the two senators that were on CNN and gave information. They're doing their best. And if you need to be reunited with any friends or relatives, do know that Amtrak has set up a reunification station in downtown Philadelphia at the Marriott at 12th and Market Streets. So again, God bless everyone. And I didn't know this, I've learned it last night, that there was an accident in the same location, same curve of the railroad track, same spot back in 1940. So God bless everybody involved with this shocking news story of the last 24 hours. Well, today is May 13th, 2015, and as you can see on my show page, it's the 98th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima to three shepherd children in Portugal. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Then we have some information about the third secret. Was it really what the Vatican disclosed back in the early 2000s? Or is there much more to this secret? And what can you do during that transition, because supposedly it has to do with the pole shift. And I'll be very honest, in my meditation in the last few years, I have seen this pole shift. And one night I had this experience that I had a dream where I had vertigo and I was on my floor in my home. And vertigo is where you don't, it's just like being in that train wreck. You don't know north from south, up from down, over and under, sideways, backwards, forwards. And I feel that I was given this vision of this transition coming. So God help us all, because we do live in interesting times. So a little bit of the background information. On May 13th, 1917, in Portugal, the Virgin Mary appeared to three children, Lucia dos Santos and her cousins, Jacinta and Francesco Marto. Our Lady of Fatima is perhaps most famous for her remarkable predictions delivered over the course of six appearances known as the Three Secrets of Fatima. The news caused fervor among the locals, causing thousands of people to flock to the apparition site. The children were jailed by the Masonic Lodge for their claims. They were questioned, interrogated, and threatened with death and jail and death for their family members. Nothing could make the children divulge the secrets the vision of the Blessed Mother, the Lady with the Rosary, had told them. At last, the vision, the Blessed Mother herself, offered proof on what became her final appearance on October the 13th, 1917. A crowd of 70,000 people gathered to bear witness to the miracle of the sun, where the sun spontaneously spun and changed color. So please know it was the miracle of the sun. Tom Horn, and I've seen him on the Sid Roth program, It's Supernatural, has accused the Virgin Mary of being in cahoots with the devil and working with evil aliens, and that it wasn't the sun that spun, but that it was a UFO. Excuse me, but no, it wasn't. We tell the truth here at Blog Talk Radio. It was the miracle of the sun. So, while credible reporters of the time claimed that onlookers saw the miracle of the sun from miles away, others on the site said they saw nothing at all. Scientists have attempted to disprove the miracle of the sun, attributing it to retinal damage, though there's no evidence that seers, and I'm spelling it S-E-E-R-S, that seers were staring at the sun before the miracle occurred, meaning the children were not staring at the sun before the miracle appeared. And I will tell you, this miracle of the sun, I witnessed it here in Ontario, out near Peterborough at Marmora, the Green Shields Farm. The Blessed Mother has appeared there. So Curious Betsy went out in the fall, September 8th, it was 1995, which I didn't know that's the anniversary, the feast day of the birthday of the Virgin Mary. And there were many people there. There were hundreds and hundreds of people. And I walked around the farm, and I saw a group of people looking up. And as I looked up, and I didn't have sunglasses on, and I didn't have glasses on, I saw the miracle of the sun. It spun and danced in the sky. And no, it was not mass hypnotism. So if anybody wants to see it, the Marmora apparition site is open year-round from May to October. So the three secrets of Fatima. The first secret was a vision of hell, souls helplessly devoured in burning flames. It was a horrific and brief image of demons and smoke and a great sea of fire. Translated, what could be such a terrible fire that would destroy the world over? War and the atomic bomb. At the time of this vision, World War I was already underway. The second secret revealed that the war would indeed end, but if people didn't succumb to a holy transformation, stop doing their evil ways, and repent, a second war would break out, initiated by a bright light in the night sky. On January 25, 1938, an aurora borealis, which I mentioned in every opening, the Northern Lights, I say that every week here at Tuning with Betsy, an aurora borealis burned its brightest in two centuries. Lucia, who is now a nun, was reminded of Our Lady's prophecy. Soon after, Hitler invaded Austria, and the rest, you know, is history. Sister Lucia claimed that the Holy Mother of God attributed the consecration of Russia to an era of peace. Pope Pius XII in 1952 declared Russia consecrated to her Immaculate Heart, though it isn't clear as to whether Sister Lucia, known affectionately as Sister Lucy, ever felt any of these actions satisfy the Blessed Mother's request. In 1930, the Catholic Church declared the visions worthy of its approval. Her cousins, Jacinta and Francesco, had died earlier in childhood, a prophecy given by the Blessed Mother, which was fulfilled. The Virgin Mary had said to the two other children, to Jacinta and Francisco, "Soon you will join me. Don't be afraid. You'll be with me in heaven soon." And it happened. But Sister Lucy lived to be 97, dying in 2005. And I know that Pope John Paul II had met her and discussed Our Lady of Fatima because he believed that Our Lady of Fatima had saved his life. The third secret was unveiled in June of 2000, giving credence to Sister Lucy's declaration that the prediction could be released any time after 1960, and revealed a vision of death for religious officials. Now, I know I had heard as a child, and I've said this before on the show, that the vision was that the children were given a vision of the Pope was going to flee Rome and step over dead bodies of clergy. So we shall see what we shall see if that happens or not. It's more widely suspected that the third secret correctly predicted the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II, but I also think the Vatican doesn't want to panic the world. To this day, the site where the three children saw the Blessed Virgin Mary is a major place of pilgrimage, with several churches and hospitals built on the grounds. Our Lady of Fatima festivals take place there from May through October on the 13th of each month, beginning today this year. The days the original apparitions of the Virgin Mary took place. So whenever anyone tells me that 13 is a lucky number or an unlucky number, I always mention why I always embrace the number 13. So, for more information, I'm going to tell you about Father Malachi Martin, who was a Jesuit. He actually left the priesthood, but he was a Jesuit who actually read the Third Secret of Fatima way back in 1960. So he had an interview with Art Bell on the radio show Coast to Coast, and I'm going to read some of the transcript from 1998 that he had. And I want you to know I'm quoting from Dr. Malachi Martin. You can Google him. A wonderful man, but he's crossed over into spirit for several years now. And here is this quote. It would have, meaning the third secret, would have such dire effects on much more than Christians. What is in the secret is more horrible than what you've read. Essentially, the onslaught of natural powers, terrible catastrophes, and chastisements. And that's not the essence of the third secret. That's not the frightening one, meaning that's not the frightening part of the secret. This will, Father continues, this will fill up the confessionals on Saturday evening. It will fill up churches with worshipers striking their breasts. And in the Catholic Church, when you strike your breast, you're asking God for mercy. Speculation is heavy that the third secret predicts a pole shift in our time and 3 days of darkness, which are also mentioned in the book of Revelation in the Bible. I'm reading now from a letter written by St. Padre Pio, addressed to the commission of Harold Bach, appointed by the Vatican, that testifies to the truth and reality of these revelations given to Padre Pio by Jesus Christ regarding the 3 days of darkness. And this letter is dated, it's dated from January 1950. Keep your windows well covered. Do not look out. Light a blessed candle, which will suffice for many days. Pray the rosary. Read spiritual books. I recommend the Bible. Make acts of spiritual communion. That means if you can't get to church and have the physical wafer of communion in your heart, make an act of spiritual communion, love towards God. Pray with outstretched arms or prostrate on the ground in order that many souls may be saved. I repeat, do not go outside. Don't be curious. Stay inside. Provide yourself with sufficient food. And I'm warning a lot of my friends, in fact, all my friends, be sure to stock up. When the Spirit moves you, meaning the Holy Spirit, that one of your favorite foods is on sale, oh, please do stock up and put it away for such a night. The power of nature shall be moved, and a rain of fire shall make people tremble with fear. Have courage. I am, meaning Jesus, I am in the midst of you. And another letter that's dated February the 7th from 1950 says, this was Jesus advising Padre Pio, tell people, take care of the animals during these days. I am the creator and preserver, meaning the 3 days of darkness. I am the creator and preserver of all animals as well as man. I shall give you a few signs beforehand at which time you should place more food for the animals before them. I will preserve the property of the elect, including the animals, for they shall be in need of sustenance afterwards. As well, let no one go across the yard, even to feed the animals. He who steps outside will perish. Cover your windows carefully. My elect shall not see my wrath. Have confidence in me, and I will be your protector. Your confidence obliges me to come to your aid. The hour of my coming is near, but I will show mercy. A most dreadful punishment will bear witness to the times that you live in. My angels, who are to be the executioners of this work, are ready with their pointed swords. They will take special care to annihilate all those who mocked me and would not believe in my revelations. Hurricanes of fire will pour forth from the clouds. And I'd read an article about 15 years ago that Padre Pio was given a vision of balls of fire being hurled towards the earth as a chastisement. So I'll continue. Hurricanes of fire will pour forth from the clouds and spread over the entire earth. Storms, bad weather, thunderbolts, and earthquakes will cover the earth for 2 days. An uninterrupted fire will take place. It will begin during a very cold night. All this is to prove that God is the master of creation. And I hope that the scientists over in Switzerland who are working on that gigantic machine, I forget the name of it, but they think that they're going to recreate creation and go back to the Big Bang Theory. I think not, to quote Shakespeare. I don't think, and I'll tell you, Tom Horn, though I don't agree what he said about the Virgin Mary and the aliens, Tom Horn has a new book out about this machine. The name of the book escapes my memory at the moment. But I do admire him, or you can go on YouTube and see his video about his new book about people over in Europe that are trying to recreate the Big Bang. Think again, you egotists. You know, that's exactly how Satan got thrown the hell out of heaven. I shouldn't say hell, but that's how he got tossed out of heaven. He thought he was greater than God. So, pride goeth before the fall. And to continue on the words and in the words of Jesus, those who hope in me and believe in my words have nothing to be afraid of or fear, because I will not forsake them, nor those who spread my message. No harm will come to those who are in the state of grace, and who seek my mother's protection. That you may be prepared for these visitations, I will give you the following signs and instructions. The night will be very cold. The wind will roar. After a time, thunderbolts will be heard. Lock all the doors and windows. Talk to no one outside the house. And many years ago, I was reading a book called The 3 Days of Darkness. I have it here somewhere in my home. And it said that demons can imitate, and I've heard this before from different preachers on TV, demons can imitate your brother, your sister, your mother, your loved one, the person that your significant other, whatever you want to call the most person you love the most, a demon will lie to you and imitate their voice. So even if that should ever happen, do not open your door. You stay safe inside. Kneel down before a crucifix. Be sorry for your sins and beg my mother's protection. Do not look out during the earthquake, because the anger of God is holy. Jesus does not want us to behold the anger of God, because God's anger must be contemplated with fear and trembling. And a few years meaning about 15, a Catholic priest said, every time you see the word fear, he said, God doesn't want you to be afraid of him, but fear, he said, interchange the word respect. So God's anger must be respected. Well, we don't respect God much anymore. Those who disregard this advice will be killed instantly. The wind will carry with it poisonous gases which will be diffused over the entire earth. Those who suffer and die innocently will be martyrs, and they will be with me in my kingdom. Satan will triumph. He thinks he does. But after 3 nights, the earthquake and fire will cease. On the following day, the sun will shine again. Angels will descend from heaven and will spread the spirit of peace over the earth. Pray the rosary, but pray it well. Don't rush it like Betsy does sometimes. Well, a lot of the times I have to slow down so that your prayers may reach heaven. The wicked shall behold my divine heart. There shall be great confusion because of this utter darkness, in which the entire earth shall be enveloped, and many, many shall die from fear and despair. Those who shall fight for my cause shall receive grace from my divine heart. The cry, "Who is like unto God?" shall serve you as a means of protection to many. However, many shall burn in the open fields like withering grass. The godless shall be annihilated, so afterwards the just shall be able to stand afresh. So if you ever wonder, well, when are gangsters, banksters, robbers, thieves, liars, rapists, child pornographers, drug dealers, every rotten whatever, I don't want to say bastard, but it's in my thoughts, when are they going to get their karma? Sooner than you think. On the day as soon as complete darkness has set in, no one shall leave the house or look out the window. I keep repeating this because God's repeated it so often to get the message across to us. Because, an earthquake, you hear a crash, you want to go see a car accident, a train wreck, a plane wreck. Do not be ogling anything out your window. Keep your curtains drawn. The darkness shall last a day and a night, followed by another day and night and another day. But on the night following, the stars will shine again. And on the next morning, the sun shall rise again, and it will be springtime. In the days of darkness, my elect shall not sleep, as did the disciples in the Garden of Olives. They shall pray incessantly. And incessantly means nonstop, continually. I'm not stopping. I'm not taking a break. I'm going to continue to pray without ceasing, pray without stopping. And they shall not be disappointed in me. I shall gather my elect. Hell will believe itself to be in possession of the entire earth, but I shall reclaim it. Do you think I would permit my Father to have such terrible chastisements come upon the world if the world would turn from its iniquity to justice? But because of my great love, these afflictions shall be permitted to come upon man. Although many shall curse me, and a lot of people do curse Christ and turn away, yet thousands of souls shall be saved through these trials. No human understanding can fathom the depth of my love. Pray, I desire your prayers. And never think God's not listening. He certainly does listen. And he continues, my dear Mother Mary, St. Joseph, St. Elizabeth, St. Conrad, St. Michael, St. Peter, the little flower, St. Teresa, your holy angels shall be your intercessors. And you know at the end of each of my shows, I always say, talk to your angels. They're waiting to hear from you. So even Christ himself is telling you, talk to your angels. Implore their aid. Be courageous soldiers of Christ. Let the return of light, let everyone give thanks to the Holy Trinity for their protection. The devastation shall be very great, but I, your God, will have purified the earth. I am with you. Have confidence in me. So, don't be afraid. Look up. So the other day I was telling a friend of mine about when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So there is a connection between the atomic explosion in Hiroshima and events in Fatima. Because maybe you're not aware of it, there was a group of Jesuit priests who survived this explosion. They lived in the middle of Hiroshima. Actually, they lived 8 blocks away from the center, from ground zero. And the priest, his name was Father Hubert Schiffer, and I'll spell his last name, Father Hubert Schiffer, S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. Father Schiffer was born in 1915, and he crossed over into heaven on March 27, 1982. He was one of 8 German Jesuit priests who survived the nuclear bomb called Little Boy. That was the nickname of the bomb, dropped on Hiroshima. These priests survived not only the bomb, but they never suffered any effects of radiation. And they had been examined by doctors in Hiroshima. And the doctors couldn't believe it. So let me tell you, God can do anything. His Mother Mary will protect you. Don't be afraid. And now I'd like to mention my friend Tony Leggett, who is a very wonderful clairvoyant and a healer, but he always says, Tony will say, I don't heal, God heals. So Tony has a column in the National Examiner, and I'm going to read a few of the letters to Tony and the answers. My teachers used to say, Betsy, if you don't get an answer today, but if you hear something that pertains to you, take that message and claim it as your own. So here goes. Dear Tony, who is the angel who helps with addictions? And Tony's reply is, the archangel Zerachiel governs over healing. And if you request him and ask him to come and help you, he will come and visit you and bring healing to you. But in the meantime, also consider joining AA or a drug recovery group to help put you on the path to wellness and good health. Another person wrote, Dear Tony, I keep having dreams about an ex-boyfriend. I would like to close this chapter in my life. And this lady is from Philadelphia. And he wrote back, oh, and another girl wrote, Dear Tony, I'm still in love with a person who no longer feels the same way about me. Please help me to let go of him and forget about him totally. So this is Barb and Edith. So Tony wrote back, Dear Barb and Edith, letting go of love is hard. We like to remember the good times, but think about the bad times too. Perhaps that will help loosen the bonds that bind both of you. You can also stare into the mirror every day and say, I release you since you no longer love me. Do it daily until you feel the freedom in your soul, and you will feel it. And then another person wrote in, Dear Tony, I am old, I'm single, I'm lonely, unhappy, and I have arthritis. Please pray for me. And that was Nancy, and he wrote, Hi Nancy, my spirit doctor says you feel unloved, and that causes resentment and anger. You are probably negative, and nobody wants to be around you because of your complaints and negativity. The good news is that you can heal yourself. And everybody listening, know that you can heal yourself with your attitude. If you choose to, you must learn to love yourself and find first and change your attitude. So don't forget, you can give love, but don't forget yourself. And that's not being selfish or egotistical. You need that self-love. And when you do love yourself, it will attract people to you. Like attracts like in the universe. And let's see, one more from Dear Tony. Dear Tony, what are the signs of psychic attack and what can I do about them? And that's Paula in Atlanta. And Tony replied, Dear Paula, psychic attacks occur when negative energy invades your space. It can cause insomnia, confusion, weakness, memory loss, fear, lack of energy, and even hearing voices. The best antidote is to remain strong, eat well, avoid alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes. Carry a piece of black obsidian with you and wash it often. Meditate, pray, and stay grounded. My white light of protection is around you. And here's a little message. We were talking about love yourself. This is from Tony's teachers. There was only his master teachers. There is only one way to be truly happy, healthy, and prosperous. Love yourself. True self-love is not an ego trip, but a respectable acceptance of life expressing itself as you. Everyone who is alive has the power to activate this wonderful power. It brings wisdom and good into your vibration and life. Accept it as true. Always be good, do good, and love who you are, and spread love to others. So with that, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to Tuning In with Betsy, and I'm going to have the paranormal preacher, the paranormal pastor, who will be on the show soon, and he is a Christian who investigates the paranormal, and I think he's going to share with us, be careful about opening portals in your home, what books you read, what songs you listen to, what TV shows you watch, that evil spirits, demons can come through. You don't want to attract that. You want to attract the angels. So I want to say, don't forget to talk to your angels. They're listening for your voice. And when you talk to them, when you meditate, you'll hear their voices telling you how to guide you, that you have the best in life. God bless you all, and thank you for listening to Tuning In with Betsy.